91X News.
It's 17 degrees and mainly cloudy. I'm Matthew Blair with your 91X News. The Liberal government has warned it will move quickly to stop new job actions launched by high school teachers at 20 school boards across Ontario today if they put student safety at risk. Teachers at 20 school boards, including Toronto, Ottawa, Niagara, and Thunder Bay, would begin a series of strike actions today after talks with the province fell apart during the weekend. Education Minister Laurel Broughton is worried teachers are not taking attendance and providing proper supervision in hallways and says she can order an end to such protests rather than having school boards lock out the teachers. A bargaining bulletin on the Teachers Federation website says that, among other actions, teachers will not attend staff meetings, communicate with parents outside school hours, or fill in for absent colleagues. The protest against legislation that freezes wages of most teachers for 2 years appear designed to disrupt administration of schools, but not classrooms or extracurricular activities. Broughton says the government will monitor the situation very closely over the next few days, and Cabinet can quickly order an end to any specific job actions if necessary. Teachers in Belleville are taking their own actions to oppose the new government legislation. QNET News reporter John Boldrick is there.
It may be a gray and blustery day out, but that hasn't dampened the spirits of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. A group of approximately 50 secondary school teachers, as well as union representatives, has gathered out front of the Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board on this, the two-month anniversary of the passing of Bill 115. The teachers and union representatives are holding the rally so that they may continue to educate the public on their struggles for what they believe is their rights. John Baldrick, 91X News.
Police responded to a business on Bell Boulevard yesterday in regards to a break and enter. During the weekend, unknown suspects entered a construction trailer and removed a large amount of office supplies. The investigation is continuing. Early this morning, police were called to a residence on Bleecker Avenue in response to a residence being spray-painted. Police arrived on scene and observed that several homes and vehicles had been spray-painted, and the investigation revealed that it had occurred just after midnight by unknown suspects. The investigation is continuing. Police are investigating after a war memorial was vandalized on Remembrance Day in Toronto. The Victory Peace Memorial in Coronation Park was marked with the words, "Canada will burn, praise Allah," written in what looked like black marker. City workers were called in to clean the memorial that was built in the 1990s. Someone walking through the park on Sunday noticed the vandalism and reported it to authorities. Police say they don't have any suspects at the moment. The Canadian Council on American Islamic Relations says it condemns the vandalism, calling it senseless and ignorant. And now here's an update from the explosion at Neptune Technologies in Quebec.
The Sherbrooke, Quebec company, where three people died from an explosion Friday, is setting up an assistance fund for all employees. The explosion at Neptune Technologies was one of two separate industrial blasts within hours of each other in the eastern townships. The Neptune announcement comes on the same day that Bombardier Recreational Products announced that one of its employees has died in hospital following an explosion last Friday in Valcour.
Three people who were injured in the blast are still in the hospital. Environment Canada says warm weather that's had people in some parts of Ontario and Quebec wearing shorts and t-shirts is expected to cool off in the coming days. 10 municipalities in Ontario unofficially smashed heat records on Sunday as temperatures in some areas peaked at almost 20 degrees Celsius. Meteorologist Beverly Archibald says the unusual weather is likely being fueled by El Nino, a warning of the surface ocean temperature in the Canadian Pacific.
El Nino persists. It's probably going to be a continuation of the snowy pattern for Western Canada, and I think for Eastern Canada, these swings in weather, very cold, very warm, very cold, very warm.
Again, the warm weather is expected to cool off later this week. In international news, the U.S. is expected to become the world's largest oil producer in the coming years. Mark Hamrick has more.
The Paris-based group says the U.S. will overcome Saudi Arabia as the world's top oil producer by around 2020, and the group calls the effects profound. Energy analyst Phil Flynn with Price Futures Group says it will be huge for the economy.
It proves that American ingenuity once again has solved a problem that we thought was impossible. They said that the world was running out of oil, but nobody told the scientists, and they figured out a better way to do it.
Flynn notes Americans already enjoy lower prices for oil than their European counterparts, leaving taxes aside, and he says the benefits to U.S. consumers will only become greater in the coming years. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Canadian furniture retailer Leon's is buying high-profile rival The Brick in a $700 million deal aimed at fending off U.S. competitors who are coming into Canada, with American retail giants such as Walmart and Target threatening their share of the marketplace. The two Canadian companies announced a deal that would see Leon's take ownership of The Brick, but operate under two separate banners. Fire officials say a man in his 20s is being treated for burns after a fire in a downtown Toronto building. Firefighters say two other men were rescued from the roof of the building after flames broke out around 6 a.m. Everyone in the building was able to escape safely. Authorities say they believe the fire started in a third-floor bedroom. The building held apartments as well as street-level hardware store. The Ontario Fire Marshal has been called to investigate. If you didn't get your mail today, there's no need to worry. Because Remembrance Day is a federal holiday and fell on a weekend this year, the closures were rolled over to today. Post offices, along with government buildings and banks, all took the day off, but everything will be back up and running tomorrow. That's 91X News to 408. Here's Jose DeBarro with all your sports.
Hey, Steve, you want to get pizza? I've heard Brenda's Pizza Factory is real good.
Sweet, their student walk-in special is awesome. You get a large two-topping pizza for a great deal.
How much?
$9.99, dude.
Wow, just $9.99? Bonus! Let's go!
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with two locations to serve you. In Belleville, corner of Sydney and Bridge, call 968-3336. In Napanee, Center Street East, 354-3000.
Brenda's Pizza Factory, the best za in town.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls had a busy day on the phones today as they made two deals. The Bulls sent defenseman Jason Shaw to the Saginaw Spirit in exchange for a seventh-round draft pick next year. Shaw was the only player on the team who was from Belleville. To replace Shaw, the Bulls traded three draft picks to the Ottawa 67s for defenseman Jay Caldwell. The 6'2 Niagara Falls native has 17 points in as many games so far this season. The Belleville Bulls have the next couple of nights off after a busy weekend. Their next game is on Wednesday night at the Yardman against the Guelph Storm. There are two games on Junior A action tonight. The Whitby Fury travel to Cobourg to take on the Cougars for a 7 o'clock puck drop. Both teams are at the bottom of the East Division. The Trenton Golden Hawks lead the division at this stage in the regular season. Toronto faces Hamilton in the other game. There are no games in Empire B tonight. Tomorrow, the Napanee Raiders host the Picton Pirates. The Pirates are the leaders of Division A. Four of hockey's greatest offensive stars of the 90s will be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame tonight. Joe Sakic, Adam Oates, Pavel Bure, and Matt Sundin will have a formal induction ceremony to be held this evening in Toronto. The night will be even more special for Sundin as he played for 13 seasons with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Sports writer Roy McGregor and Buffalo Sabres commentator Rick Jenneret will also be honored. The latest round of NHL labor negotiations didn't last more than 90 minutes, with Players Association boss Donald Fehr saying the league isn't willing to budge from its position on the issue of player contracts. Fehr says the NHL made it clear there's no give onto its proposals unless the players are willing to take them. It will be Mike D'Antoni's trying to lead the Los Angeles Lakers back to an NBA championship, not Phil Jackson. The Lakers have decided on D'Antoni, who gets a three-year deal worth $12 million to replace the fired Mike Brown. Jackson was in talks to return for a third stint as Lakers coach, but the two sides couldn't come to an agreement. As with today's games, the Toronto Raptors will look to improve on a dismal outing over the weekend when they host Utah in one of eight games on the NBA schedule. Philly outscored Toronto 32-7 in the second quarter on Saturday in a 93-83 loss to the 76ers. Toronto sits at 1-5 on the season, while the Jazz come in with a 3-4 mark. The NFL's Monday Nighter pits two teams heading in opposite directions when the Steelers host the Chiefs. Pittsburgh is riding a three-game winning streak to sit at 5-3, while the 1-7 Kansas City Chiefs have dropped five straight. Matt Cassel will start as the quarterback for the Chiefs. Cassel's playing after recovering from a concussion he suffered 5 weeks ago. Kansas City quarterbacks have thrown an NFL-high 14 interceptions. The team's minus 21 turnover ratio is the worst in the league by a wide margin. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Matt Blair with 91X Weather.
It's currently 17 degrees and mainly cloudy. Rain is expected to start falling shortly, though, but it will end this evening before clearing. Winds will pick up, gusting to as high as 60 before becoming light after midnight. Tonight will be a low of plus 1. Tuesday's weather will see a mix of sun and cloud with a high of plus 4. I'm Matthew Blair with Jose DeBarros, and that's all your 91X News, sports, and weather. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 6 o'clock.